an immediate response from leading Democrats, from Senator Chuck Schumer to California Governor Gavin Newsom, firing commentators, canceling shows. These aren't coincidences. It's coordinated and it's dangerous. Unions representing entertainment professionals and writers have condemned the decision.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer holding a news conference following meetings on trade and the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. An advisory panel at the CDC begins a two-day meeting today focused on vaccines. The group expected to discuss which vaccines will be recommended for children against diseases like the measles, the chickenpox, and hepatitis B. This is ABC News. Students on the campus of Delta State University in Mississippi say they are in shock and reeling after a 21-year-old black student was found hanging from a tree on campus earlier this week. Police asking for patience as they await autopsy results on the young man. ABC's Jack Dante has been tracking the investigation.
Authorities are going to go and look at video evidence. They're going to look at, they're going to talk to associates and friends, people who knew him to find out his state of mind and find out if anybody intended to do him harm. They're going to look at additional forensic evidence comb through any other details of his life that would walk them up to the point of where he's found at 7 a.m. on Monday morning.
Police say no foul play is suspected, and as they wait for the autopsy results to come in, the young man's family is doing its own investigation. Commerce Department says permits for future home construction dropped last month to their lowest level in more than 2 years. Home sales have been slowed by high prices, high interest rates, and a fear over the economy. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For 98Q Country News, I'm Shali Pittman. There's yet another candidate in the race for Democratic governor. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's campaigned on a progressive working class platform, and she referenced that in her first campaign video.
A lot of people in that building don't get why it's so hard to get by right now. Working hard doesn't mean you can always keep up. One wrong step can lay you out flat. This is by design.
Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royce, who announced she's running Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For 98Q Country News, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at 98QCountry.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. In the early morning hours of September 14th, the City of Hayward Police Department and the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop in the City of Hayward. The canine from the Lakota Ray Tribal Police was requested to assist. After a canine alert, a search was conducted and multiple grams of methamphetamine were located. This is Canine Jezzo's first drug find, and the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office would like to highlight his importance to the safety of the community as a whole. This also serves as a reminder of the interagency cooperation in this area to keep the community safe. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office would like to thank all involved agencies for their assistance in this event. September 27th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's People for the People's annual recovery picnic. This is a free family event with fun for all ages with food, games, prizes, live entertainment, and more. Once again, this is taking place September 27th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at Shell Lake Beach in Shell Lake. Following the assassination of right-wing personality Charlie Kirk, Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety. Civic Media's Joanne Krulitz reports.
State Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz were on WRCO's morning show with Phil Neath. Kurtz says the rhetoric needs to stop.
I think we do need to dial it down and get back to the basics of actually looking somebody in the eye and talking to them and saying, you know what, I disagree with you, but I still respect you.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss remains confident in security arrangements at the Capitol in Madison. Voss noted that Kirk was killed in a public place, and Minnesota state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed in their home. Voss said the reality is that most political violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building. Markline says the Wisconsin state capitol is probably one of the most open state capitals in the country. He added, he likes the openness.
This is the people's capital. It's not mine, and it's not Tony Kurtz's. It's the people. So they ought to be able to, you know, come in and stuff. I hope we don't have to get down to a point where we're just locked down.
Other than a brief period following the 9/11 attacks, the public has always had unrestricted access to the Wisconsin Capitol.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Lenarqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Lenarqua Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Lenarqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at lenarquacars.com.
The Packers prepare for Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers face the Browns in Cleveland Sunday at noon. Although they're now 0-2, the Browns showed a good run defense against the Bengals and the Ravens. Matt LaFleur.
Really good players across really their whole defense. That's a big reason they're the top-ranked defense in football right now. But they've got a lot of guys that are a hard-penetrating front that cause a lot of problems for quarterbacks.
College football, Wisconsin Badgers host Maryland, Saturday at 11 a.m. The Terrapins are 3-0, Wisconsin 2-1. The Brewers going for a sweep after beating the Angels again last night, 9-2 in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff with 10 strikeouts, allowing just one run on two hits, getting his 10th win of the season.
Tonight was a big outing for me in terms of just getting the body back acclimated. You know, it's been roughly 10 days or whatever it was, and yeah, it was huge for me to get back out there, and my body got going there in the second, and then everything kind of back to normal.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. I got talked into going musky fishing with a couple of my buddies here recently. I never go fishing for muskies this time of year, but I haven't seen these guys in a while, so I agreed, and I was surprised. I'll tell you why, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
A couple of my buddies talked me into going musky fishing this time of year. I never fish muskies this time of year. I think that they're suspended, they're hard to find, they're hard to get to bite. They're not hungry right now. They're hungry in October and early November. That's the best time to be fishing muskies. But I hadn't seen these guys in a while, so I decided I'd go out and fish with them. They were throwing topwater lures. Topwater lures? I figured you'd need to use jigs or something that dived deep. No, they were using topwater lures, the kind that got that propeller that rotates on the back. And they were throwing to docks, and they were throwing to shallow weed beds, some rock piles, water that was less than 10 feet deep. I'm thinking, what do they know that I don't? Well, they knew a lot what I don't, because they got bites. One guy hooked into two muskies and landed one huge northern pike. The other guy, he got chased a couple times too. I was amazed at the action we got, which made me think about it for just a little bit. And muskies, they eat all the time, and they might as well be eating now as well. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and cooler today with isolated storms around and highs in the low 70s. Rain chances continue tonight, a low in the mid 50s. More storms around Friday, high upper 60s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Right now it's 61.
98. let down your hair, cancel those reservations, there's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that. Girl, that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that.
Last night with Denise. Whose bed have you? Alaska Flats.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney. I won't stay. Oh my
God, am I okay? It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. You're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. I met somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know.
I wanna spend the rest of my life
Baby, I'm amazed by you. Of your kiss, the way you whisper in the dark, your hair all around me, baby, you surround me, you touch every place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time. So in love with you, it just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by.
Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You could try to love her, but you leave your heart breaking fools.
The one that happened, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Attention, but yeah, that's all that she's getting. Her song is on and she's spinning around. Yeah, she got me drunk like Corona, hot racing like it's Daytona. Ooh, I'm in heaven, I swear, right now. And those eyes can hypnotize, was designed to blow my mind. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my. She's got haters, but it ain't her fault. No, look what God gave her. It's like I heard angels singing, like she came down from the ceiling. When she walked in here this evening, I thought, yeah, that girl 1 in 7 billion got everyone in here feeling like there's a fire in this building so high. Where she fell right out the sky. Yeah, I think I've seen the light. Every kiss I could die. It's like the heavens open wide. Man, I swear I've seen the light. Oh,
country. Look what God gave her. Gray here with you in the 98Q studios. And actually, I did it again. We're actually broadcasting from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness, a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your health needs. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Happy 18th of September, a rainy morning among fellows throughout the week. And we'll give you an update on that weather twice an hour coming up soon here on 98Q Country. Gray here, obviously, covering for Joel today. He'll be back tomorrow to do the shopping show thing, and all of the normal nonsense will be back in its normal place. Looking now at some birthdays. If you know of anybody celebrating today, give us a call, 715-762-3221. If you're celebrating today, happy birthday for you. You share it with a few people who you probably recognize, including Taylor Dye. She's the lead singer of Maddie and Tay. Maddie and Tay as in Taylor Dye, 30 today. Patrick Schwarzenegger, 32 today for the son of Arnold and of Maria Shriver. Apparently once dated Miley Cyrus, if you care. He's 32 today. Jason Sudeikis is 50. SNL writer and player. Horrible Bosses, 1 and 2, Hall Pass. The Millers continue to do TV with The Last Man on Earth. And I think is he Ted Lasso? I think Jason Sudeikis is Ted Lasso as well. James Marsden, 52 today for the actor who played JFK in The Butler. He was in Death at a Funeral, 27 Dresses, Prince Charming in the Enchanted movie, Superman Returns. One of those just terminally handsome dudes in Hollywood, James Marsden, is 52. Lance Armstrong, from Champion to Disgrace, is 54 today. Who else do we have here? Same birthday as Jada Pinkett Smith, but don't talk about her. You might get slapped. James Gandolfini was best known for playing mob boss Tony Soprano on The Sopranos, but also starred in a number of films and passed of a heart attack while visiting Italy at just 51 years of age back in 2013. Who else do we have here? I think I've got one last one. Yes, indeed. Last but not least, Greta Garbo, the reclusive Swedish actress, passed away at the age of 84 in 1990. And Greta Garbo rounds out today's list of birthdays here on 98Q. If I missed yours, please give us a call. Let me know, 762-3221. I do have a couple waiting in the wings for tomorrow, for example. I've already had somebody call one in. We will get to those tomorrow. If it's during the week, we'll give you a shout-out on the day of. So if you got one to us early, don't worry. That's why I'm not saying it today. I do have some for the weekend and such, too. So again, don't worry if you called one in for later this week. We'll get there and give away a cake tomorrow morning. Later this hour, wanted to take a look at football with you because it's me and I'm alive and awake and breathing. And the question I'd like to answer is, what is up with the long kicks in the NFL this season? Well, wouldn't you know it? Much like nothing in life, there's a simple answer to this. We actually know why the long kicks are happening, and hey, they're going to keep happening, and I think we should be excited. First, though, let's get that twice an hour update on the news, the weather, local sports from Civic Media's own Mike Clements, and a quick word from sponsors, all coming up next on 98Q Country.
98Q Country. Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel Live preempted indefinitely by ABC after comments that Kimmel made regarding the shooting of right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk. President Trump cheering the move on social media. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with other reaction.
An immediate response from leading Democrats, from Senator Chuck Schumer to California Governor Gavin Newsom. Firing commentators, canceling shows, these aren't coincidences. It's coordinated, and it's dangerous. Unions representing entertainment professionals and writers have condemned the decision.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer holding a news conference following meetings on trade and the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. An advisory panel at the CDC begins a two-day meeting today focused on vaccines. The group expected to discuss which vaccines will be recommended for children against diseases like the measles, the chickenpox, and hepatitis B. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
Zero 060, a national electric vehicle charge point operator brand, is expanding its footprint in Wisconsin with Culver's, bringing a fast, renewable EV charging station to Rhinelander. Located along a state-designated alternative fuel corridor, the new charging station at Culver's at 620 West Kemp Street in Rhinelander will feature four high-speed charging ports capable of delivering up to 160 kilowatts per vehicle simultaneously. This infrastructure is made possible through an award from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, part of the state's first round of funding through the Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program. Wade Leopold, Executive Vice President of Faith Technologies Incorporated, who is the founder of 060, said, quote, "Partnering with a well-known brand like Culver's gives us a unique opportunity to combine Midwest hospitality with clean, convenient charging. We're proud to support Wisconsin's efforts to build a robust, future-ready charging network that serves communities and travelers alike," end quote. 060 currently has 9 live charging sites with plans to develop many more charging sites across the U.S. The first wave of EV charging stations were installed in New York, California, Colorado, and Wisconsin, with several more being developed in other states. For more information on 060 and its services, you can visit 060charging.com. September 20th at 5 p.m., Sawyer County Public Health would like to invite you to their Sawyer County Walk for Tomorrow. This is a community event focused on mental health and suicide prevention. If you can't make it to the one on September 20th, there will be one also on September 26th at 4 p.m. These two local walks share one powerful message: supporting one another, raising awareness, and working together for a healthier tomorrow. Bring your friends, family, and neighbors as they walk with purpose and hope. Once again, this is taking place September 20th at 5 p.m. over at the Winter School in Winter, and September 26th at 4 p.m. over at the Hayward High School track in Hayward. Love beer, but hate mosquitoes? Joanne Krulitz has some unfortunate news.
Bad news for consumers of a beverage many Wisconsinites love. A new study from Radboud University in the Netherlands shows that mosquitoes are especially attracted to beer drinkers. Researchers had 500 volunteers in Amsterdam filled out questionnaires about their hygiene, diet, and behavior, then placed each participant's arm into a cage of mosquitoes. Beer drinkers were 1.35 times more likely to encounter mosquitoes than those who didn't. Southeast Wisconsin is experiencing a significant increase in mosquitoes due to recent historic flooding.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers prepare for Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers face the Browns in Cleveland Sunday at noon. Although they're now 0-2, the Browns showed a good run defense against the Bengals and the Ravens. Matt LaFleur.
Really good players across really their whole defense. That's a big reason they're the top-ranked defense in football right now. But they've got a lot of guys that are a hard-penetrating front that caused a lot of problems for quarterbacks.
College football, Wisconsin Badgers host Maryland. Saturday at 11 a.m., the Terrapins are 3-0, Wisconsin 2-1. The Brewers going for a sweep after beating the Angels again last night, 9-2 in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff with 10 strikeouts, allowing just one run on two hits, getting his 10th win of the season.
Tonight was a big outing for me in terms of just getting the body back acclimated. You know, it's been roughly 10 days or whatever it was, and yeah, it was huge for me to get back out there, and my body got going there in the second, and then everything kind of back to normal.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Buying a home is personal. Your mortgage should be too. At Forward Bank, they take the time to get to know you. Whether you're upgrading, downsizing, or buying your first home, they've got options tailored to fit your life and your budget. Because at Forward Bank, they're not just lending money, they're building dreams one home at a time. Let's get started today. Forward Bank, moving homeowners forward. Check it out online at forward.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the 3985 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do it, to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. 24/67.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete, it's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter. September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
The green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and cooler today with isolated storms around and highs in the low 70s. Rain chances continue tonight, a low in the mid-50s. More storms around Friday, high upper 60s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Right now it's 61.
98Q Country. 98Q Country.
Step off the bus, shake off the where you came from dust. Grab your guitar, walk down the street. Sign says Nashville, Tennessee. But I have found it's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town. Pay your dues and you play for free, and you pray for a honky-tonk destiny. You cut your teeth in the smoky bars and live off the tips from a pickle jar tip. Find a cool new sound, and you smile when the record band shoots you down. It's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make. In this crazy town.
everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bend those strings till the hang comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it. We love it, we hate it, we all came here to make it in this crazy town.
Karnick in the morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98 Q Country.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. Kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? Well, and don't be afraid to take me back.
if you want to. I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Now we're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago. When we got started with just a little known. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
history between girls like you and guys like me, cowboys and angels, cowboys and angels.
Dustin Lynch on 98 Q Country. That was Cowboys and Angels, following George Strait with Check Yes or No. And we'll be coming up on that top of the hour news, weather, and sports we give you every hour. But first, I mentioned before the break, why the long kicks? That's the topic for what I normally call sort of sports on my morning show on Trail Mix, where you can usually find me when I'm not covering for Joel. I always hit sports really hard, but I know that sometimes a transition is called for, which is actually just my excuse to talk even more sports. But today's sort of sports topic, have you noticed the crazy long kicks in the NFL this season? You probably have, or you're probably not watching. We know why it is, and it's a simple rule change. Before this season, teams basically had special kicking footballs. They still do, but the way they received them and when they got access to them was massively different. This is the first year that teams got 60 kicking footballs for the season before the start of training camp, and they'd been allowed this year to work them, to break them in. Every year before now, teams didn't have access to the kicking ball they'd use on a game day until that day, and they couldn't just break them in. So kicking balls were basically brand new, out of the box, and they were much harder to control or predict. Or at the very least, players believe that. Might just be a corked bat kind of thing where the cork doesn't actually help, but that the player thinks so certainly does. Honestly, I don't care if it's the cork or the bat in this case, because 60-yard field goals belong in the NFL, and hey, they're here to stay. I expect we'll see this change kept, at least for the foreseeable future. This might eventually turn into an oversaturation of field goals, which actually further diminishes their value. If it feels like anybody can kick a 70-yarder, it's going to remove the special from it. So, as always with sports, the watchword is, we'll see. Word from sponsors up next on 98Q, top of the hour news, weather, and sports at 9.
98Q Country.
Summer is winding down and the fall hunting seasons are fast approaching. Bader Sports Center is your one-stop destination for everything you need to get out in the field this fall. Whether you're after small game, waterfowl, turkey, or deer, or all of them, make sure you're ready with a stop at Bader Sports Center in Phillips. From ammunition and firearms to bows, arrows, and broadheads to clothing and boots, Bader's has it all. Bader's wishes all hunters a safe, enjoyable, and successful hunting season. Bader's Sports Center, Lake Avenue in Phillips. Big G, famous for his big appetite and size 15 shoes, says there's no better place to eat this season than Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Lena's is open Wednesday through Saturday at 3:30, serving until 8 during the week and 9 on Saturdays. Weekly specials include pizza night, German night, the famous fish fry, and Saturday favorites like barbecue pork bellies and prime rib, with delivery Friday and Saturday 4 to 8. Cabin stays are available at lenasnorthernpines.net. And for more great food, don't forget Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, too.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself.
Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
98Q Country.
To kiss and tell, it's just not my style, but the night is young.